Rot! Massive! Big Cut gonna drop some knowledge on you! Turn up that AM radio while I speak this hot fire!
Can we start? Can we start with a harmony?
Sorry.
You're not. I feel like she's a liability.
Cut!
Right now.
Okay, ready?
Hello, and welcome to, It's Your Neighbor? I'm Kevin Lynch, and I'm a professional POG player, and with me, as always, is Billy Allen.
Hello there, listeners. This is Billy.
Billy, who's our guest today?
Today, for our first ever episode, we pulled out all the stops and got Kevin's roommate, Andrew Fuller.
Hi, listeners.
So, Andrew, you are a assistant beach volleyball coach at USC.
Mm-hmm.
You coach a women's professional beach volleyball team.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do you do?
I'm folding socks right now. And
professional sock folder.
Double A. Single A at best. I don't do it very often. I enjoy painting.
Okay.
Some outdoors activities. Run-of-the-mill stuff.
Let's start at the top with the socks.
Yep.
Where do you see fashion heading in 2015?
We had a good conversation, not about fashion, but what's going to be, like right now, I would say a fad is kale.
Oh, yeah.
Kombucha is up there. What are some other fads?
I don't see yoga pants going away.
Goji berries.
Yoga pants are pretty in vogue right now.
Acai.
So
twice-baked Oreos.
Lauren and I were trying to think of stuff that will be big in 5 years.
I like that. Let's get into this.
And then also taking another leap, 10 years.
What kinds of things did you come up with?
I don't know if we got anywhere. And I feel like that's kind of a ripe...
You guys stopped around topic. Like 2016. You never really got to 20.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw something out.
Throw it up.
Super baggy clothing.
Super baggy.
I feel like everything's going towards skinny jeans, yoga pants, leggings, and everything's cyclical, and we're going to head the other way in 5 mm-hmm. to 10.
Dressing like you have the flu.
Like JNCO style jeans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, what other trends have kind of come full circle?
Huge sunglasses. I feel like they were popular maybe back in the 60s, 70s, and then 80s. We got the little kind of BB sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. I feel like jocks were popular, and then now nerd culture is huge.
Mm-hmm.
But so like in 10 years, like bullying will be popular again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'll be back on top.
Back on top, yeah. So I just got to bide my time.
Yeah. So we kind of have fashion covered. We're back into baggy. What about food-wise?
I think white rice is going to make a big comeback.
I could see it coming around like full fat, just eating processed foods that are going to last forever.
Kind of.
We realize McDonald's bad, but it won't like kill. It's not as bad as they say it is.
Yeah.
We would kind of retract to that phase in American culture where like microwave meals just hit the market.
Mm-hmm.
That was big.
Yeah, just back to convenience. Because our lives are going to be so busy with the new technology in 10 years from now.
Right.
Maybe we're even beyond that. We're just having powders and pills.
Like there's just like a meal replacement food. It's like dog food.
It's called
for
meal.
Humans.
That's it.
So would you guys, if you could get rid of the hassle of having to cook 3 meals a day or 5 meals a day, if you're in Kevin's case, and just have like one bland substance every day, would you do that? It gave you all the nutrients you needed. You just you miss out on obviously the taste, but
Mayor would.
I think I would too.
I don't think I would.
I think special occasions, like if you could have like on your birthday, you know, German chocolate cake
mm-hmm.
or a burger, but the rest of the time, like don't think about it. Just open your bag of ooze, slurp it up, and you're good.
I feel like it would be a great way to just get in shape and get super cut. Like, oh, I'm going to just eat like the food replacement stuff for 2 months and get ripped. Like it's the exact minimum amount that I need.
Do you think sustainable meat, farm-raised meat, is big right now? What's the next meat?
Vegetable meat? Vegetable protein
mm.
turned into a meat-like substance. That's what I've been reading about.
It's like veggie burgers that are like taste good and they have way more protein
and
than
it,
a real burger.
It has like the toothsome character of meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's protein.
They'll get better at forging burgers. Like you want to be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, there's going to be a burger tree.
Do you think Whole Foods will start offering, like, bear meat?
Do you think Whole Foods will be around in 20... Yeah. I feel like it's at their peak right now.
You feel like it's peaking?
I feel like the organic movement's going to slide back.
Are you selling your stock on it in Whole Foods?
If I had some, I would have sold it. I mean, I think it'll still be health conscious, but I think the paying that much more for organic broccoli over normal broccoli won't be as...
You know. All right, let's dive into Andrew's second area of expertise, talking Bali.
Spiking,
yeah. Our first listener question of the day is...
Oh, who wrote in?
This is from Barnabas in Dublin, Ireland.
Thanks, Barnabas.
He said, if the world were attacked by aliens, and the only way to fend them off was a Space Jam-style battle, beach volleyball battle, 6-on-6, of the aliens versus the world's 6 best players, who do you put on the court?
6-on-6.
6-on-6 beach.
Low gravity.
No, it's on Earth.
It's on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's for the fate of the Earth.
For the fate of the Earth. Yeah. Fate of the planet.
Can I choose NBA athletes and have them...
You can pick any person on the planet. The team has 1 month to prepare together.
Only 1 month.
One other downside, you're the coach.
It's lost already.
No, but I mean, like, so you have to teach LeBron James.
I'll give you seven guys. If you think you can train up LeBron and Kevin Durant, go for it. If you can't,
I can't.
Pick some talent.
Then you're stuck with Clay Stanley or whoever.
Yeah, we're on the sand. So it's got to be, like, a really good six-man team, guys who...
Barnabas calls it Space Jam six-man.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to have a lot of the indoor guys.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Going there.
Yeah, I think, like, you're going to want Taylor Sander on your team.
Okay.
I think he's going to...
It's a number one draft pick, Taylor Sander.
Granted, I haven't thought about this for more than the last 25 seconds.
We asked the tough questions.
Yeah, you really put it on the spot. Setting for six-man, I think, is interesting. You don't want to be too tricky. You just want to put up something hittable. So I think guys who'd run really fast and stuff could be in trouble.
Who's too tricky in your book?
Too tricky. I don't know. Totally dodging that question.
Good. I wanted just to hear you.
It's a politically difficult question.
Yeah. Well, we'll take your name out of this podcast.
Okay, perfect. No one will recognize my voice. I think we have to have David Lee in there. He's proven his six-man worth by single-handedly crushing kind of good, which isn't proving much, but he was pretty impressive. Phil's got to find a way on there.
What position are you throwing him at?
Whatever the important blocker is, probably.
I feel like Phil fits in well with a battle against aliens somehow. Like he has, like, Space Jam material.
He looks
material.
A little bit like an alien.
Yeah.
You could relate to that more.
So you're throwing Phil at opposite? Shut down their big outside?
Yeah.
Nikolai was pretty good, too.
Nikolai was good. I'd like thinking more internationally.
Yeah.
That's why we brought you in. Because if we asked Kevin and I, we'd be naming,
Kevin could name the North Sanka Tour.
You're asking me.
Well.
I'd be like, this Watch Volga was good. Chris Akaza.
John. Actually, let's make it easy. Let's just go USA athletes.
USA.
The rest of the planet has been blown up already.
Yeah. Oh, we're
USA
fighting.
Is representing the world.
Okay.
I mean, who are the best six-time players? Six-man all-time players out there who are currently spiking. Reed was pretty all-time.
Because I got this question early, I put together my own roster.
Perfect.
Can I drop it on you guys? Yep. Maybe you can judge it, cut it apart?
I think Barnabas might have been directing this question at you, Kevin.
Maybe. Starting it outside, I have Phil and Rosie. They're too good. I want to be able to set them on every play.
Rosie's played so much four-man.
A big high ball. Rosie's smart, cagey. Great, great ball control from both.
Yeah.
In the middle, I have Theo Bruner and Bradley Keenan. I want that indoor experience, but they're on the beach now.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I'm looking for there. Opposite's my wild card. I don't think either of you would have predicted this, but David McKenzie.
I like that.
Because that guy
call.
Is an absolute monster.
He's a hoss in six-man.
I've seen him go up against triple blocks and just shred them apart.
Yeah.
Setting, I have the old man, Raji, and at libero, Johnny Hyden. That's my team.
Pretty good.
That's really good.
As long as the aliens come soon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe take away that whole month of training.
otherwise, Mayer and Trambley are probably getting a quick call.
Yeah.
Can we get a backup for each slot?
Is Furby too old for this team?
Could a Patterson hang opposite?
Yeah.
He's impressive in warm-up ones.
The aliens might shoot him early.
He could fire them up.
Mayer was very good.
I'm surprised you didn't mention Lauren Fendrick. She gets more blocks than...
It's true.
Any of those guys?
It's true. Aliens are good at getting thumbs, though. I would love to
sleep. All right, should we roll into our next little game that we have?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
That Andrew, was fun.
One of the games that Billy and I like to play on the podcast is called Made Up Movie, where our guest kind of just shoots out what they think would be a movie title. Like a lot of producers probably do. Yeah. And then we'll build a movie around that title.
Yeah. Sweet Milk.
Sweet Milk is about a group of white aliens that come to planet Earth and challenge the United States top 6 volleyball players to a game of volleyball. Sweet Milk starring, who's the whitest volleyball players?
Daniel Newman.
Summer Day.
Summer Ross.
Summer Ross.
Or Emily Day.
Is both of those.
I took it a different way. I see Reese Witherspoon is in North Carolina working on a dairy farm. And she's kind of, it's a fish out of water story. She grew up in the big city and all of a sudden she had to move out to help her aunt who's losing the farm.
Is this kind of Nicholas Sparks feel, or is it a little more flirty Sweet Home Alabama?
It's a little more Charlie St. Cloud.
Okay, wait, is this just Sweet Home Alabama, or rehashed?
It's the sequel, Milk Money meets Sweet Home Alabama.
Meets Harvey Milk. There's a lot of Sweet Home Alabama in there. But her aunt's losing her dairy farm, so Reese moves from the big city to come help her out. Hilarity ensues as she kind of learns to run this farm as a city girl, kind of a Legally Blonde-ish. And who should play her love interest? A country boy.
Oh, this is crazy. Josh Lucas?
I love it. Yes, Josh Lucas is our man. Yeah, what do you think of Sweet Milk? Is that what you were going for?
I was thinking about a conversation Lauren and I had. It was...
Is this about breast milk?
It's not about breast milk.
But most of your conversations revolve around breast milk?
Quick sidebar. Why is there not breast milk that's turned into cheese?
There's not?
There is. I think there is. I think it's black market.
Oh, okay.
I think there are some rogue restaurants in New York City that might serve that.
Like a grilled cheese with breast milk?
That like a little, pretty good. Maybe like a dessert grilled cheese, because it's a little sweeter. Some roasted bananas. Some caramel.
Chocolate breast milk? It's got to be good.
What did chocolate made out of breast milk? Like milk, breast milk chocolate?
Yeah.
That's the next level.
Is that just like people from, in Africa, for instance? When I retract my question.
Dark chocolate, Billy? So where were you headed, Andrew?
So we were talking about the lore and mythology of cereals.
Okay.
Like Lucky Charms, Pot of Gold, all the different little marbits. That's what they're called in Lucky Charms.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the marshmallow bits, marbits.
Yeah.
And how every like childhood cereal has its own story.
Like Count Chocula.
Exactly.
And Lucky Charms was the original story of the movie Leprechaun. That's what it was based on.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So I was thinking Sweet Milk could be kind of a cereal movie.
Like a documentary or just a movie about cereal?
What about...
You know what? It could be a documentary about the cereal industry.
I was thinking, what about a podcast called Cereal about cereal?
Spelled...
Cereal.
It sounds almost as good as this podcast is.
You know, we were thinking that it would actually be a really fun creative club challenge to have everyone come up with their own cereal.
Oh, like.
And do the packaging and the whole culture of that cereal.
Like, it'd be cool to design a box.
Yeah. So keep that in your pocket.
So yours would be Tu Wang cereal?
Mm-mm. No. Sure wouldn't.
Would there be breast milk packets on it?
No. Nope.
They could.
None of that. I would not do that.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I think some sort of cooking thing. I never think of cereal when I think of cooking something, but.
Well, do we actually have to make a cereal? Or just the label?
I think just the label and more the culture.
Okay.
Of that cereal.
Do you have a cereal in mind that you've been brainstorming?
I mean, I think it would.
Daddy Long Legs?
Having some marshmallow would be nice in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm thinking more of like the cereal. I don't know. I like berry stuff. So maybe some berries, some marshmallow, and some.
Sounds disgusting. Just a bowl full of berries and marshmallows.
Well, and you're not.
Or like berry flavored marshmallows.
Who's your target audience for that?
Isn't every target audience of cereal just like
fat kids?
12?
Berry flavored marshmallow cereal.
Sounds really good.
I had some more sports questions for you. I mean, while you're on the show, I think we pick your brain. What do you think of the being a college volleyball coach? Do you consider yourself a beach volleyball coach or a sand volleyball coach? And what do you think of the difference in the name there? Should it be called sand volleyball or should it be called beach volleyball?
I think it should be called beach volleyball. I think whatever it is in the Olympics or in the world stage, I mean, every Olympics hasn't been on the natural beach, so
hardly any.
And was it pretty confusing for the audience?
I think it's tricky for some people. I'm pretty used to it because I
go. No, I mean, if it's not on the beach and it's called beach volleyball, they just couldn't show up in the wrong place.
Right, they drive 15 hours to the beach, but it's actually in the middle of Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I guess the argument was, like, if you're a team from, like, Nebraska, you're going to feel left out or something.
Yeah,
I don't get it. I mean,
I don't get it either.
Like, they still call it basketball, even though you don't play with baskets anymore, like peach baskets. Like, it's just a name.
And in volleyball, the goal is to get a kill, not to volley.
Yeah. Kill ball.
It should be kill ball or spike ball.
People are always saying, like, asking why volleyball isn't more popular, but kill ball, I feel like, is a no-brainer.
It has that element of danger.
Yeah.
I mean, they show up and it's like girls in spandex, whatever, knee pads, but still, kill ball.
Andrew, who can you do your best impersonation of?
Huh. Lauren, you want to weigh in?
Or character.
Character.
I'll even allow that.
I feel like I'm pretty good at some accents. I think I have a good southern accent. Your Cajun accent is pretty good. I know that. I can't step on your toes there.
Let's try out your southern accent. You are working at a fried chicken shop, and I'm going to come in and order dinner.
Yep.
Ding, ding.
Hello, sir.
Wait, what part of the South?
Can you just do them both? Can you be Cajun and he be southern?
I can't do very many words Cajun. Let's go, like,
you're going to order
North Mississippi.
Gumbo.
North Mississippi.
Yeah.
Hi, boy.
Oh, hi. What do you recommend on your menu?
Afternoon, chubby.
That's quite rude.
Just never answer his question. Just say the only phrases you know.
What kind of food do you serve here?
Well, I'm losing. I'm getting stage fright right now.
You had a menu over there I saw a couple months ago.
Yeah, we upgraded that. Oh.
All
right. I don't know if this is really working.
Well, let's move on.
Yeah.
James Billy, next question.
Yeah, Fuller, do you, like you, for those few people that don't know Andrew Fuller out there, you used to play volleyball.
Mm.
Now you're a coach. You're still young enough to play. Like,
ish.
Do you miss playing volleyball, or has coaching kind of filled that void?
I mean, I'm around the game more now than ever. I mean, I'm at two practices a day. When I was playing, I'd practice maybe a couple times a week.
Yeah. So you're getting
and then work at Patagonia.
Yeah. It's probably better now than I was.
a lot more touches.
When I was trying to be a professional.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're doing more volleyball now.
Yeah. I do think that if I got my shoulder healthy and if I was like committed to training I think I'd be better now than I was before, just from, I think I see the game better now and have a little more idea of what it's supposed to look like. I think I was trying to piece together a lot of different voices of a lot of different coaches or partners when I was playing. I didn't really have like a clear picture of what I wanted to play like. But I think if I got back into it, I would have like a much more solid idea of how it would work for me, which is different than, you know, how it works for Big Red here and Big Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I think volleyball is pretty cool like that too, where the age, like the prime is pretty late. And so you could still come back and play like Furby, obviously.
You could come back in 6 years.
And maybe win the Manhattan Ocean. 17th.
Which is not qualifying.
Yeah.
I always thought like for me, like coaching is like a part-time job and it's fine and stuff, but I've always felt like I wouldn't be good until I stopped playing. Like I feel like, I think it's cool that your age you're able to jump right in, and I feel like it's a big head start.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm definitely all in on coaching.
Yeah. Which I mean, most people our age are like, they do it as a part-time job, or they just, you know.
Yeah, and I think beach volleyball, when you're playing and you're living in SoCal, it's so easy to play in tournaments that, like, you just want to keep playing and keep that dream going.
Like, even when the AVP goes bankrupt and there's no money, you're still, like, somehow...
You're still hacking up CBVAs.
Forcing your wife...
$30
to support you. Yeah.
So you can train all the time.
Just, like, being around you, your coaching style a little bit, like, obviously you're not a big Bobby Knight, scary yeller guy. You kind of have, like, a gentle presence. Do you feel like that...
Well, it's more subversive and, like, in a quiet way. And
subversive how?
Like, berating them, like, very quietly and in whispers.
They have to, like, get home and before they actually get
crushed. Yeah, like, I'll send them really terrible text messages during practice.
But, like, from the outside perspective, he's so nice.
And, exactly.
Yeah. Is it just kind of passive-aggressive and where, you know, you see a poor attack and you say, nice hit. Whereas if you wrote it down, it's nice hit, but nice hit.
Right. It's all in the tone.
Yeah.
It's all in the tone. And then,
I think we can just try to avoid hitting the ball out like you just did next time.
Yeah. Basically trying to coach like Daxter.
Don't do that.
I'm not sure what you were thinking.
Why are you doing this? Please stop.
You feel like, I mean, the stuff I've been reading is, like, coaching in general, not just volleyball. It's kind of going in a direction of a more, you know, not a yeller and a screamer. And do you feel like you're on that wave? Like, there's you out front, maybe, like, a Pete Carroll a couple steps back, or, like...
Right, Pete's kind of nipping at my heels. He's had a good run.
I mean, do you feel like your players respond? When you, like, as a player yourself... Did you have coaches that yelled? Is this just your personality, or is it like a purpose strategy?
I think it's my personality. I mean, I get fired up sometimes when it's needed. Like if there's some lower energy and trying to bring that out. But like if Lauren and Brooke are playing really well or they have good energy and they're talking to each other a lot, there's no real reason for me to try and get in the mix and intervene with that. Maybe just turn off for a few points.
It's like you have to remind everybody you're coaching.
Right. Like, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
And in beach volleyball, there's really little, very little a coach is going to do. Like, I can't sub anyone out or make some, like, big tactical change. Like,
you just jump up and yell, timeout. Like,
right. I can kick call the chair for over. Timeout. And...
All right, girls, switch sides. Like, that's the only
room. Brooke, you block.
Right. But, yeah, I don't know. I try to listen to a lot of different coaching podcasts and pick up on what strategies work best for...
It's nice when, like, whatever you're reading kind of aligns with kind of how you are already.
That way you don't have to change.
Yeah, you don't have to change.
Exactly.
But can you imagine, like, if the podcast you're listening to were, like, you just need to be, like, screaming and crazy?
I don't know. I think people just need to be what they are and be true to it. Like, if you are someone who's super high energy, you need to stick with that.
Because what I like to do, personally... is I get a lot of people, like, coaching, like, the small teams I coach say, like, oh, like, you look so relaxed out there. Mm. I like to, like, give this impression, like, inside, it's, like, a struggle for me. Like, I'm really angry. And I'm like, yeah, just, you know, you got to show them a, you know, consistent front and be calm. But, like, so they think, like, I'm really working at it.
Just really
I don't care.
Like, when in your head you're just thinking,
like,
about...
if this doesn't go three so I can go home.
Right. What's traffic like?
How will Ben Affleck be as Batman?
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Am I excited for this? Am I not excited?
Yeah, but you get credit.
I don't know.
If they look in my like coaching notebook, it's a bunch of just doodles and drawings.
You're
and
drawing Mila's second birthday
book. Yeah. Book. Yeah.
Right.
But you know, on the outside, you look like Phil Jackson.
Right. That's why I wear a diaper when I coach.
Mm.
Who is your guess for who is still listening to this?
I think I'm going to go and try to edit this or just re-listen to it. And okay. I won't make it this far.
Okay.
I think Sean might listen.
I feel like Dan's going to dive into this thing because...
Just tear it apart.
I think he's going to be excited to give a little criticism, and I'm excited to hear it.
I think he'll just be like, ugh, after the first 30 seconds.
After your
intro, and he's just done. Yeah. I don't think he made it this far. I got a couple of questions I was thinking about.
Mm, yeah.
I flew in today... And I Ubered it from the airport.
Mm-hmm. How'd you do that?
So some Ubers have a pass and they can get on there. Oh. I've done it before where I've walked to In-N-Out, which is like a mile away, just so I can pick up an Uber
Why
there.
Why do you walk up to In-N-Out when you can walk across the street to the hotel?
The second time I did it, I walked across the street towards that hotel.
What?
Yeah. First time I didn't know how far In-N-Out was, and I kind of wanted a burger.
What I've heard you can do is you set your location on Uber for a nearby hotel, and then
Hollywood.
They start heading there, and then they call you, and you say, hey, I'm actually at the airport, then they just come
to you. Or like you drop the pin in Riverside, and you say, hey, actually, I'm at LAX.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, I did the Uber, worked out great. I signed a petition while I was there that like on the phone that you can like have them come to the airport in the future. I gave them your email address.
Perfect.
But anyways, so by yourself, Uber, it's like a dude. It's not like this taxi guy. Do you get in the front or the back?
Back.
Because I got in the back, and I felt kind of like I was like making him chauffeur me.
For the most part, the ones that I've been in, they have that front seat pushed up all the way, and they have like their phone in the little case, and they're kind of doing their thing. Yeah. And
like if I was an Uber driver, I'd rather you get in the back, and I can ignore you.
I think back.
But I got in, and the seat was not pushed back. He actually had to move it forward. Like I was almost, oh, did I do this wrong? Like and then it's like, in this case, the guy was ethnic, so I felt more like a normal cab ride, so I was comfortable.
When are they not?
But I know I had one. It was just like some dude from Manhattan Beach, like some white blonde guy, and he's like talking to me like in a certain, like, oh, just doing this on the side. And I felt like I needed to like be an equal with him and sit up front and like.
Do you know your Uber rating?
You get an Uber rating as a.
The drivers rate you. That way, like really? if you're terrible, you puke in the car or do something bad.
So I give them 5 stars, but I never like so. Uber, you tip through the app. Like, it just automatically takes out something.
Automatically tips.
So, look, because I always feel awkward, like, should I give them, like...
A couple times, like, I gave a dollar or two at the beginning, and then I just stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we had a really candid conversation with an Uber driver talking about the rating system. And he was saying he won't pick up anyone underneath a 4-star. Was that right, Lauren? Or
6?
No, because it's out of 4 stars, right?
4-6?
4-6 is high out of 4.
I think it's 5.
It's 5 stars. So he was saying like a 4.5 or 6. He wouldn't pick up anyone underneath that.
High standards.
Do you know what yours is?
Yeah. 4.7.
Because when you rode with her, it kind
of
slipped.
I wonder who gave you that one 4-star instead of a 5.
It's easy to go down. It's hard to go up.
I can't imagine what I would do in a taxi that would dock me points.
He said that just being on your phone... And ignoring their questions. Like,
I'm talking about, etiquette-wise.
Well, a lot of drivers will say, like, hey, how's it going? You know, where are you going? And a lot of people will just be very curt with their answers. Instead of saying, you know, if you're looking at your phone, just saying, hey, you know, I would really love to talk, but I've got to answer some work emails.
So just lie is what you should do.
Exactly.
Okay.
Lying will...
How about you're paying them to drive you from A to B... And as long as you pay and you don't mess up their car, it doesn't matter. That's 5-star.
Well, if you want that experience, you should take a taxi.
But I don't want to pay as much.
Well, I feel like you just want your cake.
I mean, I usually fake like I'm on my phone doing something. But the first minute or two, I'll like...
Do you just have
without,
a little...
Without turning it on?
Right.
A phone-shaped cookie.
Everyone's
that you're
watching
just looking at.
Yeah, yeah. Halfway through, I accidentally eat too much.
You take a bite out.
But like, I know I ask them like, how long have you been doing this? Is it worth it? And usually like every time I've talked to somebody is like their first week or two. So I don't know if they don't stick around cause it's not worth it. It's everybody's first week or so, but
yeah. So where are you guys at with social media right now?
I started tumbling.
Noticed. I've enjoyed your poems.
I wrote one about Brady the other day.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, it's called A Donkey Named Simon. I don't tweet much. I mean, obviously, with this podcast blowing up like it's going to, we're going to have to get a little better at the whole social media thing. We get flooded with questions as it is now. So.
Right.
What about you?
Instagram is probably the most entertaining.
Do you do, like, it just sync, like, if you take a picture of, like, a tree or whatever you do, it just, like, does it go to all those platforms?
I can. It depends on the...
But you have to press it.
I would say if I'm aiming towards the... 3-year-old to 21-year-old demographic.
I'll your target on
Instagram.
Base. Okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
But you like you put them on there. You don't have like a website you put on and just send it to everything. Because like I do WordPress for that poetry stuff, and it just automatically goes to Tumblr.
Which now I can kind of choose within each app. How do you feel social media is impacting your life?
I feel like I stay fairly entertained in the elevator and on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of my catch-up time.
Yeah, I feel like Facebook is pretty bad nowadays as far as, like...
It's all shares.
I've been going around, like... I spent, like, a good week deleting, like, blocking people... Not blocking. What is it called?
Hiding.
Hiding where I don't follow them. And just trying to get down to my core group. Like, you guys aren't in there anymore. Just... Obviously. It's kind of cut the fat. It's been kind of nicer to, like, actually recognize...
just Matza?
It's just me and Matza, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's been kind of nice, but I don't... Yeah, I feel like I spend enough time ignoring my wife and looking at my phone, and I don't look at Twitter that much. I don't look at that
Facebook's
stuff.
Facebook's a waste of time.
It is a waste of time. Every time I look at her, what she's looking at on it is like nothing. It's just stupid stuff.
Cat videos.
Yeah.
Which are not a waste of time.
And then she makes me watch them over and over and reenact them.
Yeah.
This was great. Do we have anything else?
Final subjects?
And have you been meditating still? I know you bought that app and you've been...
Been meditating?
Like, been, consistently?
Yeah, fairly consistently. At least a few times a week.
And is it a different guy whispering in your ear and
same guy.
Hypnotizing
same
you?
Same British man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whispering.
What's his name?
Andy.
Andrew, you said that you listen to a lot of coaching podcasts.
Yep.
What has been the most effective for you?
Yeah, what's our real competition with our sports podcast that we're starting here?
Sports Coach Radio is great.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Your Best is great. A lot of business stuff relates really well. Like the Freakonomics podcast is really interesting for coaching. So is the Daniel Pink interviews. Really good. Started doing the foundation videos for exercise.
Mm-hmm.
That's
did you buy this? I bought the series.
Yeah.
I only Janelle does like some of the other ones. I still only do that 12 minute YouTube one.
Yeah.
And it came with a booklet. And I kind of haven't really gone through that, but it's nice to know there's more out there.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you claim to fix every back problem in 12 minutes, why would you do any more than that?
11 minute back problem fix.
So in the future, we need to make our own cereal and make an 11 minute
foundation video.
Foundation.
Yeah. No back problems ever.
He's pretty confident.
Yeah. Lift your arms higher. Not that wide.
This works great for Lance.
This will really help your swim stroke.
How many times have you done that video?
We're pushing six digits.
So every time you play volleyball, you run down to the ocean and do your little stretch
thing. I do like
thing.
A modified, quicker version.
Like
of
looking
it.
Out at the, gazing out at the ocean, like getting inside.
Helps ground myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's got some foundation in there.
Yeah.
And for all our listeners, we'll definitely in the show notes put a link to that foundation video, as well as Andrew's photography of trees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Billy, your recommendation for the week?
I listened to Dylan's new album. It's actually the first full album I've bought on iTunes. I usually in the past
you spent money on.
I know. In the past, I downloaded, obviously, and stole all my music, and then. Good news for me, I never really liked anybody since then, so I never really had to buy any more music. But I actually like pre-ordered and bought like his new album. It's called Shadows in the Night, and it's all covers, which is he's known for like being such a songwriter or whatever. And it's all covers of like old American standards made famous by Sinatra. And so I listened to that, and if you like old toads being stepped on, croaking music. And slide guitar, it's pretty good.
Right on.
Kevin, recommendation.
This week I cooked up some quinoa. I sauteed some onions, threw some quinoa in there, chopped up some broccoli, threw that in too, then put in some chicken stock. Once it cooked, I mixed in a little goat cheese, and it's been delicious.
If you had mixed in some breast milk cheese, I feel like that could have been the next level.
Next level.
I'd like to make one more food recommendation. We went to the Whole Foods in El Segundo on Saturday. For $9.99, they had a ribeye or New York strip.
What?
With a side.
Usually at Whole Foods, you can't get like a head of lettuce for $9.99.
You can't get a bucha for $9.99.
I know.
All right. Nice. Well, this has been the...
It's your neighbor?
We'll see you guys next week.
It'll be better.
Delete.
Cereal. Cereal culture.
I feel like...
It's still recording?
I really, just this one, I really feel like this is way better than our show was.
Absolutely. I like the idea that we kind of walked into this, stock up, stock down, on just things that are happening right now. Yeah. Like, stock up on chia seeds. Like, they're taking off. Just things in
buy and
pop
sell.
Culture. Yeah.
Cop it or drop
I'm
it.
Buying on chia seeds. I'm selling on Facebook. It's dropping off a cliff. It's getting less popular.
Because I feel like I'd sell everything. Like, I don't think there's anything you'd say that I'm like, oh, yeah, it's worth it.
Kale.
No. Give me spinach. Just as good. Tastes way better.
Spaghetti squash.
I'll buy spaghetti squash.
Ground turkey.
It's a complete wash. An okay substitute I'm fine with.
I feel like it was funny that you would eat your... like the gelatinous food product, because like you eat that anyway.
Why?
Like you have spinach and beans.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
Meat.
No, and no like sauces
and no sauce
or
cheese.
I also
or
feel
flavor.
Like I eat way too fast to taste for it to make a difference. Anyways, like Janelle's always like, stop, even taste your food. But like really, if she asks me like, oh, did that have peanuts in it? I'd be like, I don't know. Even if something like that tastes like a big like a. You know, something that has a distinct taste, I have no idea
so
if I ate it.
So, in Snowpiercer, when you saw the end of the train, they're getting passed out the food blocks.
Oh, I was
were you just
with
like, oh, lucky.
It looked like a dark jello block.
Oh, man, I wouldn't have to think about anything.
Yeah, it was like cockroach bars or something.
Yeah.
Cock bars. They shape like this, but half the size.
So that it's accurate.
You take a mechanical pencil.
Take the lead out.
You know how we had the made-up listener question? That would be funny if we, like, especially early on, we'd say, well, we don't have any listener questions. We're going to go to another podcast, and we, like, go to Freakonomics questions, like, that they ask them and just answer them. Or like...
like, play a snippet of that, like, them asking
yeah,
the
yeah.
question.
Yeah. And we just, like... and then everything we say is, like, we 100% commit, like, stick by it. Like, no, this is this for sure, gun control, like, blah, 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 or whatever. But, yeah, it could be, like...
I love all that melted chocolate on your fingers right now, by the way. I wish that was being recorded. He's just sucking.
But I don't even remember what that tasted like. Billy, does that have almonds? I'm allergic to almonds. I might die. Did it have it? I can't give you an answer.
Then why do you like chocolate so much?
I don't know.
The rush.
I feel like if you eat everything like this, then it needs to stand out. Like
yeah.
I was on an airplane. Speaking of, like, nut allergies or whatever, just bought... I was going, like, across the world kind of thing, like, from a Norsega thing. World. I mean, across, whatever.
Yeah, Caribbean.
The hemisphere. Just bought... like, again, I'm pretty cheap as far as stuff. I just bought this nice big thing of trail mix.
Yeah.
On the plane, about to crack it open, come over the speakers. We will not be serving peanuts on this flight because somebody has a severe nut allergy. And, like, you know, so, like, if you eat peanuts,
like
he's...
the peanut dust.
Dust, whatever.
Get in the
I was, like,
system.
Mid-rip thinking, like, what's...
it can't be that big of a deal because it's not like they checked everyone for peanuts as they're boarding
right.
the plane.
Okay, so because they didn't search me and find these, I'm fine. So I ripped it open and I ate it. I mean, I was, like, kind of careful, like...
Absolutely, yeah.
I went straight from... I was, like, you know...
spreading
them
around and...
LeBron James, like really
chewing with your mouth open, talking.
Yeah,
spitting.
I mean, and for all I know, he survived.
I didn't hear about a death.
But they did have a small little inconvenience for you. I mean, it's somebody else's life or death, maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'm for sure you're gonna like eat the trail mix.
Yeah.
Maybe there can be a bit of a segment, better or worse than cancer.
And we just name things, and Kevin goes better, better.
I'll just pick that, like this or cancer, and like you know.
I thought it'd be cool to have
like your stuck last in, stuck Tinder in date traffic. Or cancer.
What was your last Tinder date?
It was terrible.
And so wait, Tinder's not just like a straight hookup. It's like kind of like a dating service. No one really. Because the joke is that you just...
Well, it's like, the thing is, it's supposed to be a hookup thing, but then every, like,
single time you're girl, disappointed.
Every single girl on there says, like, I'm not on here for hookups.
What was so bad about it?
Just didn't really connect personality-wise. That's it.
Yeah. Good stuff.